Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you. Get on this train and let's ride. I've got another story for you. I was having a problem with my car. It was a big problem because the car wouldn't start. My car was in the parking lot where I work. I work at a school. It's a primary school for kindergarten through the fifth grade. I was getting into my car, about to drive home. It had been a really cold day, so I was hoping to start the car so the heater would come on. I was very, very cold. I rubbed my hands together and blew on them. I blew on them, making this sound. Then I sat down in the car, put the key into the ignition, and turned it. But nothing happened. Nothing happened at all. No sound, no light, no nothing. I couldn't believe it. Huh? I said. The car was working in the morning, but something happened while I was at work, and now it wouldn't start. It was a bad time of day as well, because there was nobody around to help. I'm almost always the last person to leave at the end of the day. I'm the janitor, you see. I clean the school. I clean it up. I clean everything up when the students and teachers go home. That means I'm the last to leave. What was also not great was that it was already 6:30 p.m. Car mechanics close up before 6:30 p.m. It's impossible to find a mechanic working in the evening. Of course, you can call an emergency service who can come help you fix your car, which is what I did. I called the emergency assistance service. It's part of my insurance. They said they could have someone come help me in an hour. I said, okay, thinking about how cold I was. I have the keys to the school, and I thought I could go back in, but I also thought about the security cameras and alarms. They're everywhere. If I go back in late, an alarm goes off at the police station. That's just how it is now. That's just how it is. So I had to wait out in the cold. I started jumping up and down, trying to stay warm. I walked around and around the parking lot. I wondered if someone might come by and help me. I kept looking around, thinking, someone's gonna show up and I am going to feel surprised and thankful. I kept turning my head to the left and to the right, but I didn't see anybody. After a while, I started thinking, the emergency helper could show up any minute now. But what I did see was a possum. A possum is an animal we have in the United States. It's kind of like a large rat, but it's very special because possum mothers carry their babies in a little pouch in their skin. They carry them there until they're old enough to live on their own. So I saw a possum come out from the trees behind the school. It's not so unusual to see a possum, but at that moment, it felt pretty exciting. When I saw it, I stopped hopping up and down and just looked at it for a while, wondering what it would do. It actually walked towards me. Possums are wild animals, you know. They don't normally walk towards people. But this one was walking towards me. I didn't move. I didn't move a muscle. I just watched it come closer and closer and closer. Finally, it walked right between my legs and under my car. I turned around, bent over, and looked for it. It jumped up into the engine. Oh no, I thought. It's going to break the car even more. I could hear it making noise. I talked to it. Hey, possum, get out of that car, I said. But it just kept making noise. Bang! Bang! I didn't know what to do. How do I get this possum out of my engine, I thought. But after a short while, the possum fell back onto the ground and ran right back through my legs. It had a big black spot on its back from all the grease in the car. And as it walked away, I promise you, it looked back at me. I had a weird feeling about what had just happened. I went back into the car and turned the key. Well, my friends, the car started. I felt like I was in a dream, but I was so happy. I could go home now, have something to eat, and get warm. As I was leaving, I saw the emergency tow truck come into the parking lot. I waved to him and said, "Sorry," as I drove home. That's all for today, folks. Thanks for listening to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.